Chapter 3. After she was married, my mother began following my father to a series of Texas airfields while he learned how to fly C-47 troop carriers. She'd wanted an adventure, and that's what she got. The wives of aviation cadets were not recognized by the military, which meant that Mom was not permitted on base. The first room she rented had cockroaches skittering across the floor and no windows. Outside another, two men got into a knife fight. She followed Dad, moving from one shoddy boarding house to the next. That was a lot for an 18-year-old girl raised in genteel Greenwich. Dad was allowed to leave the base one day a week, and my mom eagerly waited to see him, but their honeymoon didn't last long. My father would arrive at her room carrying a stack of airplane magazines and flop down on their bed to read, barely saying a word. The first time this happened, my mother ran outside and cried. As time passed, my mother would realize that there was another reason for his apparent coldness. My parents would be married nearly 67 years, and they clearly loved one another. Yet my father found it almost impossible to express his emotions. But he had them, and he could be terribly sentimental. Once, when he was much, much older, he returned from a local landfill with a battered, eyeless Sesame Street Cookie Monster, a stuffed toy, that he'd rescued because he couldn't bear the sight of it being abandoned there. He put the Cookie Monster on a shelf in his bedroom with other favorite objects. Despite these events, he found it nearly impossible to share his innermost feelings with my mother, or any of us kids. The only time we saw him cry was when he had to put down one of his beloved dogs. Years later, when I was an adult, my mother would tell me that she suspected Dad's inability to express his emotions was rooted in his childhood. His parents had shipped him and his twin brother off to rigid English boarding schools when they were 7 years old. My mother said that when my father and his brother had been left for the first time at Summerfield, a venerable British boarding school, my father...